In the fictional German spa town of Ruhlentenburg, lives intertwine and unravel around the spinning wheel of chance. Alexei Ivanovich, a young Russian tutor employed by a once wealthy general, finds himself caught in a web of desperation, desire, and the intoxicating possibility of instant fortune. The general himself awaits news of his wealthy aunt's death, hoping to inherit enough to pay his substantial debts and marry the calculating Mademoiselle Blanche. Meanwhile, Alexei harbors an obsessive love for the general's stepdaughter, Polina, a love that defies conventional romance, existing in a strange realm where devotion and humiliation become indistinguishable. What makes gambling's pull so powerful? It's not just about money. For Russians like Alexei, raised in a society where fortunes came through inheritance rather than methodical work, gambling offers a familiar paradigm: sudden wealth or ruin determined by forces beyond one's control. The casino becomes a great equalizer, where birth and background matter less than courage and luck. In this green baize world, Alexei finds temporary escape from his marginal social position, neither servant nor equal in aristocratic society. When he declares he would rather live a wandering life in tents than bow the knee to a German idol, he's rejecting not just German frugality, but the entire system of values that keeps him subordinate. Antonita Vasilyevna, the supposedly dying grandmother, arrives in Ruhlentenburg at 75, wheelchair-bound but mentally sharp. Her appearance shatters the general's inheritance-based financial schemes. She quickly sees through the pretenses, dismissing de Grey as a mountebank and Mademoiselle Blanche's artificial charm. At the casino, her commanding presence draws attention. Through extraordinary beginner's luck, she wins 12,000 florins betting on zero, then celebrates by giving money to servants and beggars, horrifying the general. Her success is short-lived. Without Alexei, and led by opportunistic Polish gamblers, she loses everything, including 90,000 rubles in converted securities. Her transformation from imperious aristocrat to desperate gambler shows addiction's universal grip. The casino's atmosphere intensifies from hushed tension to crushing defeats. With the grandmother's wealth gone, the general circle dissolves. Mademoiselle Blanche abandons him, de Greyes plans his departure, and Polina faces mounting desperation that will transform her relationship with Alexei. Polina embodies Dostoevsky's characteristic psychological complexity. Her relationship with Alexei defies simple categorization. She confides in him while maintaining secrets, uses him for tasks, yet seems repulsed by his compliance. Their dynamic pulses with tension neither fully understands. Alexei's devotion is paradoxical, claiming he would jump off a cliff at her command while sometimes harboring violent hatred. He demonstrates this submission by insulting a German baroness at her request, sacrificing his position with the general. Their relationship becomes an intricate dance of submission and defiance. Polina's actions stem from her concealed debt to de Greyes. Too proud for full disclosure, she merely hints at her situation when requesting Alexei to gamble on her behalf. This financial dependency mirrors their emotional entanglement, creating a web of power and obligation. Mr. Astley's quiet dignity contrasts with Alexei's volatile passion, his outsider perspective illuminating the self-destructive patterns binding these Russian characters. In the novel's turning point, Alexei experiences an extraordinary gambling streak, amassing nearly 100,000 florins in one evening at the casino after his confrontation with Polina. The physical sensation of pockets heavy with gold and banknotes creates an intoxication beyond any drug. Alexei moves between tables as banks reach their limits, his wealth becoming a validation from fate itself. When he returns to his room where Polina waits, he flings his winnings on the table, offering her 25,000 florins to spite de Greyes. Polina responds with contempt. "I am not going to take your money. I am not in the habit of receiving money for nothing." the night becomes a psychological battlefield. By morning, Polina stares at the money with an expression of infinite aversion before hurling it in Alexei's face, revealing how sudden wealth transforms not just circumstances, but identity, giving Alexei the misguided belief that money could resolve emotional entanglements. After breaking with Polina, Alexei accompanies Manuel Blanche to Paris, a surrender of both his fortune and moral agency. Despite recognizing her mercenary nature, he follows passively, convinced he'll return to Roulettenberg within a month. Paris emerges as Dostoevsky's satire of expatriate society, with its shallow obsessions and corruption. Blanche quickly spends Alexei's money on luxuries and parties for dubious socialites. Alexei drowns his discomfort in champagne, while Blanche introduces him dismissively as un uchitel who won 200,000 francs. The general's arrival adds tragedy to farce. Blanche sees him merely as a convenient title, while his mental state deteriorates rapidly. He rambles about his late wife, grows bitter about Polina and de Greers, and takes childish pleasure when Blanche arranges their small wedding. The section exposes wealth's emptiness without purpose or genuine connection. Alexei watches his fortune vanish with detachment, suggesting he's already mentally returned to his gambler's identity, where money serves only as a means to play, not an end itself. 2 years later, Alexei writes from Hamburg in complete degradation. Having lost everything, he works as a valet after prison, his debts settled by Mr. Hastley or Polina. He saves only to gamble again. Dostoevsky portrays gambling addiction precisely. Alexei exists in perpetual anxiety, playing small stakes while obsessively calculating and dreaming of play. His identity has shrunk to merely that of a gambler. Meeting Mr. Astley, he learns Polina had loved him and inherited 7,000 pounds from her grandmother. This revelation brings Alexei to tears as he grasps what his addiction cost him. Astley declares Alexei utterly lost despite his talents, a fate common to many Russians. When Astley offers 10 louis d'or but refuses more, knowing it would feed gambling, we witness the addict's trap. Even this moment of clarity fails. Alexei immediately schemes to parlay the sum into wealth. The novel closes with Alexei declaring, "Tomorrow all shall be ended." This ambiguous ending, suggesting either salvation or destruction, reflects Dostoevsky's insight into addiction's endless cycle of hope, despair, and self-deception. The Gambler remains startlingly relevant to our understanding of addiction. The cycle of anticipation, action, and result that makes gambling compelling, what specialists call the reward loop, is vividly depicted in Alexei's experiences. The novel shows how environments shape destructive behavior and how addiction defies rational self-interest. What makes this story particularly haunting is that Dostoevsky himself continued gambling for years after writing it. His novel stands as both confession and warning, showing how intelligence and self-awareness can be overwhelmed by addiction's pull. In our world of instant gratification, Alexei's struggle feels more relevant than ever. Many of us chase our own versions of the roulette wheel through gambling, social media validation, or other forms of chance-based reward. Perhaps most terrifying is not how foreign Alexei's obsession seems, but how familiar.